This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
She's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Brewster. Tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and even going down into the hurricane zone down there, Ian, in the southwestern corner of good old Florida. Thank you very much. And, of course, Felix and the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail. Thanks very much, Felix. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, too, to different places. And let's not forget the Amazon warehouse people listening to us and the Amazon drivers listening to us. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're also on Twitter as Captains America, all lowercase, all one word, Captains America. And our website is the Captains America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, our special guest, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who happens to be the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of a show called Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Hey, I think I've been with you long enough now. I'm no longer special. I'm just the guy that comes on with you twice a week, but I appreciate that.
That makes you special.
Thank you.
All right, so there you go. You're in a special group of elite people, and we appreciate that, and I'm honored to be in your presence, sir.
Well, back at you, Captain.
Yep. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States
of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, boy, the odds have changed in the Pennsylvania Senate race, as Dr. Oz has now jumped into the lead. That's kind of twofold. Number one, it was a terrible performance put on by Fetterman. He really shouldn't have been there, and it's looking more and more to me like the guy isn't going to be able to do the job as Senate. So why even a senator? So why even try?
To say that he had a poor performance is an understatement. I was like many folks, and you got to think, it isn't just, you know, a glee in the park that Democrats are on the backtrack and back this guy, but it's just, Fetterman is not right, and I'm like Gutfeld on Fox. I feel badly for him in a sense because he's been partisan back from the beginning against his primary and the Democratic candidate, and they knew. They had to have known that this guy was not right. He wouldn't fit to serve. Hey, I, you know, He can think like he wants. He can do what he wants. But this guy does not need to be in the United States Senate. There's no way. And the fact that it's showing in the polls, and I think that Oz now pulled ahead, ought to win that. And whether you are 100% behind Oz or not is not the point. But plainly, Pennsylvania does not need to be represented by the likes of Fetterman. It does them a disservice. It does the nation a disservice. Right. And it does Fetterman a disservice, quite honestly.
Right. And he needs to concentrate on getting better and not making the situation worse for his state and the people that he would represent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, I will tell you that when Oz did pull ahead was when they had the debate, and he did quite well in it, number one. But Joe Biden showed up and went out and went campaigning with Fetterman, and that cost Fetterman 2 points right there.
Well, I tell you, Biden, as far as the Democratic Party is concerned, he is a worse ailment, and he is more cancerous than anything that any of these Democratic candidates suffer from physically and mentally.
Yeah. Guess who he's going to be today?
Please tell me, is he coming back down our way?
No, sir. He's going to upstate New York to campaign up there. Upstate New York, depending on where you go, you could be in the middle of a Republican territory, but I have reason to believe he might be going to Albany.
I talked to somebody that escaped from a Republican territory from New York the other night, and we talked about these kinds of things, and the governor's race up there and the races up there. So that's another one. I did not catch that debate myself in person. There was just too doggone many of them going on at one night. A lot going on, but I've caught up with it since then, and that's another one where I think the Republican Party can say, hey, this may be the tsunami that you talked about on America's Third Watch, and not just simply victory for conservatives and Republicans.
Well, we have to be careful because, again, the 2022 election, of course, is upon us, and many Americans are voting as we speak. We've been hearing all the arguments, and I'm sure you felt the acrimony just like I have in the division. There's plenty of it there, right?
Right.
And we're all going to be living through the most dynamic and often most disturbing period of our nation's history, and that's going to be this election right now. Now, we got to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to mention more about it because this is important stuff, folks. You got to get out there. You got to vote. Colonel and I will be right back right after these messages. Don't go nowhere, no how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned Captain, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce. Now, I want to talk to you about our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. As you know, most of you, they have a brand new dealership up in Brooksville. I'll get to that in a minute, but the reason people come from all around the country, and I do mean all around the country, to buy from Moss Nissan is twofold. Number one, the You Serve, You Save program. We're all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're EMS, whether or not you're a firefighter, whether or not you're a police officer, active or retired, and church pastors, too, get tremendous deals on the new or the pre-owned vehicle that you're ordering. Then that's for the service that you're doing for America. Now, clean trade-ins, oh boy, they got a bunch of them, and they're getting great resale prices, so they're giving good deals, and they're getting out good deals, so there you go. And also, don't forget, Moss Care, that gives you free oil changes for the life of the vehicle, and tire rotations as well. Can't beat them. They're great. They're great people. You're going to like it, the Moss family. You're going to like the way you're treated. Their dealerships are not only in Newport Richey, which is at 19 and 54. That is a flagship store. Also, they're in Crystal River up there on U.S. 19. Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new, and I do mean all-new, Moss Nissan in Brooksville, right there just east of the expressway and the toll road, and they are right there on State Route 50 on the same side of the road, the south side of the road. So check them out. Tell them the captain sent you, and I'm going to be up there probably in a couple of weeks for an event up there. We'll tell you more about that when it comes down to it. But Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel retired U.S. Army Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Listen, I want to finish what I was saying because people can't afford to sit this election out. This is all hands on deck right now, and I do mean exactly that. We've all been living through this most dynamic and often disturbing period of our nation's history with all the nonsense that's been going on. The choices are being discussed, and now the voters of the nation are making their choices. And this, folks, is where your responsibility kicks in to weigh in on the way you feel about everything that's been going on. Now, in contest after contest across the nation, voters face a choice between individual politicians. But it's also, in most cases, a contest between political parties and all that those parties stand for. Beyond that, it's a contest of ideas. It's a battle of world views. And it's an often repeated adage, but elections have consequences, ladies and gentlemen. Ideas matter, world views matter, and elections do matter. So whether you vote early or you wait to go to the polls on November the 8th, make sure your vote is part of the 2022 election. Do not sit this one out. So much is at stake. Please do not sit this one out. Get out and vote.
Your comment? Yeah, vote early and vote as often as the law will allow.
Yeah.
Of course, it's one time. Those of us that actually follow law and are scrupulous do that. But absolutely do vote. And, Captain, you're right. You're not overstating it. I know we say this almost every election, especially in midterms, because midterms so often are ignored by such a large chunk of the American population. I don't think, based upon the numbers that are coming out across the nation, as well as here in our free state of Florida, that is the case now. I think folks are taking it seriously, but early voting started in some states weeks ago, early in-person voting started here in Florida this past Monday, but we can't let it up. Got to carry it through all the way to the end, because we can say, we can use the old bumper sticker, hey, we got a country to save, but beyond that, more so in this midterm than any midterm I've experienced in my lifetime, and I'm sure in yours too, this has a connection to what must occur between now and 2024 more than ever. And so it's as important, if not more important, to get out and vote in this midterm as it is in 2024.
Now, I don't know if you've been watching what's been going on up to the north of us, but in 2021, the New York city government mandated, the city council mandated that all government workers get vaccinated against COVID-19, which led to over 1,700 city employees losing their jobs. On Tuesday of this week, the New York Supreme Court ruled in favor of 16 unvaccinated sanitation workers who sued the city, and the city then was ordered to rehire and pay all the back wages to all who were fired for refusing to get vaccinated. That carried over into police, carried over into fire, carried over into EMS, and anybody else that's out there.
That is a great news story. And, Cap, you know, here's the remarkable thing. As you look across the nation, the elections at every level, you'll notice the Democrats that would have liked to run in on a COVID government overreach platform, they're running away from it, and they're avoiding answering any questions wherever the media that's asking the questions will even dare to ask the questions and say, hey, but sometimes it comes out. Like in the, we talked about the Fetterman-Oz debate, and there's something just plain out simple. It didn't have to do with COVID, but it's along the same lines where it just simply couldn't answer for something that he had said, not in the distant past or in his youth, but less than a year ago, and he turned 180 out on it just because it was politically expedient to do that. And Democrats are finding it's not politically expedient to go back and try to buttress the government overreach during the COVID pandemic that they did. So, hey, Republicans, we got to let them not forget that. There's so much that we got to tend to. Sometimes we lose sight of the things that Americans have increasingly come around to, regardless of whether how they thought. They've seen the truth. They've seen the light.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's entirely possible, and you've seen what I've been looking at, the Republicans right now, if the election were held today, they're plus 30 in terms of seats in the House of Representatives. They would be up by 30 with some 50 seats that are in contests, which means they could go either way. That's number one. Number two, they are up by a couple of seats in the Senate with five or six more in play. That could go either way. So it's conceivable come Tuesday night, November the 8th, we could have a Republican House of Representatives elect sitting in place, and we could have a Republican Senate sitting waiting to take charge. Either way, that would be a monumental accomplishment, and kudos to them if they can do it. But we have to act still like we're 10 points behind and get all hands on deck, or we're missing a golden opportunity.
Exactly. It's going back to the 1990s, and Newt Gingrich and Republicans took over Congress for the first time.
Yep.
This could be. Complacency is the worst enemy right now. I mean, the holy grail would be to secure a supermajority in the House and to win the Senate by a couple seats. But a few months ago, the numbers you just cited are about twice the number of House seats we thought we might win, and we were optimistic, but not really seriously thinking that securing the Senate was a near certain thing. But you're right. You got to go into it in every election like you're 10 points behind up until the last minute of the last day, which is 11:59, or at the polls, 5:59, wherever you're voting on November 8th.
Now, here's something interesting, because we have, in the midst of all of this, a Philadelphia district attorney by the name of Krasner, who is up to be impeached by the people. And that could happen. He could get impeached because this guy has been turning people loose. He's turned murderers loose. He's about to turn a cop killer loose. I mean, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous on his part.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the crime is one of the top three winning issues right now. And it's not just because of the winning issue, because it's right for the country. And increasingly, the country's seeing that. I mean, you look at the polls on issues, and the crime is one of the top three. In fact, in some polls, it's up number one. And that's a concern that's shared by, regardless of what political party folks have. So, it's a winner. And it's what's making a difference up there in, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, and in New York. Alrighty. And the places where we are making ground.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a break. Colonel's going to stay with me. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a trial filled with interruptions, madness, and confusion, Milwaukee resident Daryl Brooks was found guilty of six counts of first-degree intentional homicide after crashing his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, just about a year ago. In all, he intentionally hit 68 people. In the high-profile race for New York State governor, polls indicate that interim Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul and Republican challenger Representative Lee Zeldin are now locked in a very close contest. This will be determined in less than 2 weeks. Representative Zeldin on Fox News says the issue of crime in New York and soft-on-crime DAs are on New Yorkers' minds.
We need to suspend cashless bail and these other pro-criminal laws, and the first thing that I will do, the first day that I am in office, is telling the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg that he is being removed.
The World Series in baseball starts tomorrow between Houston and Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank. Frank will be in tomorrow in hour number four, so you'll want to catch him. UndergroundUSA.com is his website. I am talking to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. They have a page on Facebook you can go take a look at. They have all their events posted over there and different things as well. And, of course, also military matters. You'll see that over there as well. And you can go to the military matters on Vimeo. There's a page over there. And listen to the different discussions that they have over there. Very interesting stuff. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Talked to them a couple of weeks ago because I was changing my delivery system around a little bit. And they said, sure, no problem. But here's the deal, okay? I first heard about them over 8 years ago. And I was debating what to do because I was kicking a habit with the pharmaceuticals they were giving me, the medication, and I said, you know, there's got to be a way I can make this work with Aleve or something. So I started to take Aleve, and two pills became four pills became six pills became eight pills, and finally I was just tearing my stomach up, and I said, I can't do this. So I went to Relief Factor, and I started to take it, and it worked, and voila, boom, end of story. And it's a happy story. It worked for me. It'll work for you. My problem, of course, left foot, ankle, leg swelling up and just hurting and, oh, man, just being miserable. But because it's all natural, because there are no narcotics in this, it's 100% drug-free, because it is a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It works, and it could work for you too. You won't know unless you try it. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try and see if it'll work for you. And if it does, no harm, no foul, you're in the club. And I'm taking it, and I've been taking it for 8 years every single day. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
We have got one of our callers with a question for you, I know, so let's go over there. Bag Gabbin Bob, what's the question?
Yes, sir, Captain. About these district attorneys, never seem to prosecute who they should.
Well, you know, they're impeaching one in Philadelphia. His name is Krasner.
Yes, I know. Right. Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I had an idea since these district attorneys can be good ones or bad ones or whatever, but the people that actually arrest the people and find the crimes and determine that there was a crime committed originally,
right?
Why not have this board on the police made of people on the police force that could overrule a district attorney if they feel the crime is too egregious or the situation is too egregious? And that way we wouldn't depend upon essentially political appointees and stuff like that. And the next thing I wanted to mention was the fact that I saw that over in Germany, they're actually tearing down some wind farms to put in coal mines because they need the energy that bad.
I saw that.
And that here in the United States, we need to maybe not tear some of them down, but to get some nuclear plants back online,
mm-hmm.
because they've got new safer plants that could be made and stuff. And this is the anyway. That's about what I thought, Captain.
All right, Colonel, what do you think?
Two thoughts. I'll start with the last comment he made because the thing that jumped in my head. You know, a week ago, Greta Thunberg. You remember that? That once young, a little bit older,
I do.
Climate change activist actually came out and says, hey, we can use nuclear energy. That's one thing. In regards to his first comment, we got to be very careful about what he suggests about dealing with the real problem with district attorneys that are violating their oath of office, violating their constitutional oaths by saying, hey, we would have the police. Sometimes people forget. The police are branches of the executive branch. At every level in America, we've got three branches of government, and the police are an arm of the executive branch. So if you give a power to the police to do what he suggests, yeah, it fixes a problem, but it introduces a new problem, which is as egregious as the one we're trying to fix. So tread lightly there. Let's fix the problem, but let's do it in a constitutional, correct way.
Well, you can always get enough people together and file a complaint and give it to the governor, who has the power to remove these people, as does, I think, the state attorney general. I think they're the highest law enforcement officer that goes above district attorney level, and I think they also have that power.
That's right. Well, we have separation of powers, balance of powers. We have federalism for a reason. That's why I teach this to kids in the classroom. And what she said is, you know, we're a government of, by, and for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes a lot of energy for the people to exercise the power that the founders gave us.
Mm-hmm.
What you suggest is exactly the right way to do this, to get the government to do what they were required to do and what we elected to do in a government of, by, and for the people.
Now, since we're talking about government, I'm going to go here. Politicians lie, right?
When they open their mouths, yes.
We see some like our President Joe Biden that lie a lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
He seems to lie as he breathes, and during the debates on Tuesday night, we saw more lies from politicians. We saw John Fetterman lie about not being previously against fracking during his debate with Dr. Oz for the Pennsylvania Senate seat, when in fact he was against fracking, came out 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this is an extension of his loss of mental acuity that he would somehow forget, but you could clearly tell what he was talking. He didn't forget. He just was unable to very aptly deal with that that lie. And there's no other way to put it. That's exactly what it was. And you can't have the left progressive media come out and defend and say, oh, or the Republicans are come out and picking on him and because he's disabled and all that. What nonsense. Mm-hmm. There's any assortment of disabilities out there that have nothing to do with the way their mind was working. He lied, plain and simple. He's not fit to be in the United States Senate.
Now, I'm not done, so I'll continue. We saw the New York Governor Kathy Hochul lie that criminals are facing consequences in New York when the biggest problem is that they are not. However, we can't leave out what's been done up there amongst the biggest lies of the night. And that came from none other than Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer during her debate with Tudor Dixon. She said Democrats have been trying to run away from their records and their involvement. This is what Dixon said. Democrats have been trying to run away from their records and their involvement in the COVID school lockdowns now, that there's a lot of harmful consequences to the education of our children. Then that's all been confirmed. Now, Whitmer was one of the worst governors in the country for lockdowns. But Whitmer also claimed that she only kept the kids out of school for 3 months as she tried to explain why school test scores are plunging and why they're so bad in the country. She's lucky her tongue didn't burst into flames because of that lie. It was so enormous.
Yeah, it is. You know, and that race is one that is going to take the hardest work in the remaining days on the part of the Republican Party. But that is a winning issue, but it's one that we haven't brought up enough. Because we have so many other things and so many other races. You know, we talked about crime and other things like that that we went over. But I think we've got to take a hold of the fact that it's become abundantly clear. The evidence is there. The government overreach due to COVID is something that even certainly MPAs and many Democrats have woken up to. So we've got to play that trumpet. And that's a race that we have the furthest to run in order to win. But it's doable. Mm-hmm. It's doable, and we got to do that. And so we need to pay more attention and highlight more of what you just pointed out here on America's Third.
And to my listeners in Michigan that are listening to me right now, your mission is to get Whitmer voted out of office. Take your neighbors, take your friends, take your dog, take your cat, take anybody that can vote, and take them to the polls and get them to vote against Whitmer. By the way, here comes the music. And I'm going to have to let you go because that means I'm going to have to talk about some other stuff here to finish the show out. But, Colonel, it's always a privilege and an honor to talk to you, and I look forward to talking to you on Tuesday of next week, unless I see you Saturday. All right. Colonel Wright, Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Check it out. And check him out. I'll be right back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, I'm going to my favorite place for breakfast this morning. See you later.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
Yep. If he's going to be there. If not, I'll buy your coffee. And I'll be over there. I don't get there till about 6:30 because I got the traffic I have to go through to get over the bridge to get down there. So I'll be there about 6:30, but I will be there at the Village Inn on 4th Street, just south of Gandy. Now, this part of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, as I've told you before, wherever you're listening to me around the countryside, all you got to do is call them. I'll give you the number in a minute. Because if you need some good blinds, some good shades, some good shutters, maybe you need some parts. They got the parts for all of that. And they can certainly help you out by calling them at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, the number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Give them a call and see what they can do to help you. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, that phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. 941-922-2345.
45. They're going to like what you see. All right. You know, not to be outdone, but you got to wonder, with our illustrious president, what exactly he is trying to do with the stuff that he just throws out to see if it sticks, I guess. Now, former TV host Dr. Oz, going up against the former lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, or the current lieutenant governor, sorry, of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, they really, it's a case between one that can communicate and one that's having problems versus one that has legitimate facts. You don't have to make up any stories, and the other one doesn't. Because his mental decline, which has followed the stroke, has become apparent to everybody. And Letterman and his odd behavior may move independence towards Dr. Oz, but polls recently show that this is still a tight race. I imagine it's going to be. There's going to be a certain amount of sympathy for the lieutenant governor, I'm sure. But you folks need a governor in Pennsylvania that will hit the ground running and do what needs to be done. There's a lot of work to do in Pennsylvania when it comes to governor and comes to Senate. And, of course, we're talking about Senate when we talk about Oz. But there is a governor's race going on there, too, by the way. Well, let's not forget about that. Now, in Arizona, you've got Mark Kelly, who's stumbling a little bit right now, and Blake Masters, who seems to be peaking at the right time. The Masters campaign feels confident, especially considering Kerry Lake's strong performance in a governor's race, which will likely help bring voters to Masters. And I think that's probably right. And I would not be surprised at all if Kerry Masters winds up being the next Republican governor of Arizona. That would not surprise me at all. Just like in Georgia. I know it says it's close. I know it says it's very close with Warnock leading by less than a point over Herschel Walker. But remember something here, folks. If neither candidate gets more than 50% in the polls, in the voting, which is extremely possible, there will be a runoff election in January. You heard me right. There will be a runoff election in January in Georgia if neither one of the candidates gets 50%. So we'll see how that works out, but you need to turn out, you need to get out, you need to vote, and you need to do what you need to do. Now, J.D. Vance is running away right now in Ohio with the election there against Congressman Tim Ryan. And the issues that he's running away on are crime, illegal immigration, and the economy. Because Ryan was pretty much staying with the Democratic line, staying with the abortion thing, and hitting it real heavy and hard, which is not going to win an election. It's part of the problem, but it's way down the list. Way down the list. Now, in Nevada, I'm happy to report that Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, running for U.S. Senator against the incumbent Catherine Cortez Mastro, the state's large Hispanic community, makes it harder for the Democrat Mastro to sweep the state, seeing as Hispanics now continue to shift to the Republicans. Now, while many of these races are toss-ups, there's a really good chance that the GOP will win at least one. Republicans have a majority in the House, and the Senate is well within their grasp. We'll see how that works out. Now, again, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, the Democrat, opened his debate versus Dr. Mehmet Oz, a Republican, with a good night, everybody, delivering a heart-wrenching and at times hard-to-watch performance that raised more doubts about his fitness for the Senate than it satisfied amidst his recovery from a stroke. Unbelievable. And let's also get one other thing out there. China has said that it's closer than ever to taking over Taiwan amid the concerns of Beijing is going to escalate the diplomatic attacks on Taipei, doubling down on the leader's rhetoric over the reunification of mainland China. Now, Beijing's Taiwan Affairs Office said the country's forces are poised to achieve complete reunification when given the order. Wow. I mean, wow. This is going to get real dicey real quick. And I certainly hope that cooler heads prevail. But when you're dealing with the Chinese, when you're dealing with the Russians, you've always got that hardcore element in there, usually in the military, and they just don't want to give up. So we'll have to see how this plays out. By the way, they make a meltdown.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America.
Thank you very much, Jeff. By the way, the mega meltdown ensues as Elon Musk carries a sink. Did you see that? Into Twitter ahead of the takeover. He carried a sink in there. Gee whiz. What's next? What's next? And by the way, again, don't forget, I will be at the Village Inn today on 4th Street about 6:30. That's about the time I'll get there. And we're going to have a little breakfast and have a little chat, a little conversation. We always do that whenever we go somewhere. Stop by and share in the good food and a great conversation. I'm sure you're going to like what you hear because we always have room for one more, as they say. And we'll pick up your coffee if you want to stop by. We'll do that much. You want breakfast, that's on you, not us. But I look forward to talking to you guys over there this morning in St. Pete. Always a lot of fun. It's a good place. Management likes us, and we like them, and there you go. Okay. I'll be back tonight with more, and we'll still be talking, I'm sure, about some of the stuff we just talked about this morning. We'll see if we can get a little better lid on the upcoming election in Georgia, because that's a really good one to check out. I'll be back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.